Valley's very own Olympic gold medalist, Ruland Gardner, live on the air. Ruland, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How's things up in Star Valley?
They're very well. Thanks, Ruland. And congratulations to you on the most recent documentary that just was released about a week or so ago. And first of all, I want to ask about your reaction to that documentary. From your perspective, how was that to watch that come out?
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, when you open up yourself to, I guess, to tell people the story about your life and share with them, you know, your hardships, your journeys. Documentaries are a little bit different than a typical feature film. You know, documentary, they can perceive it and tell a story that could be a good light or a bad light. So it's a little bit tough to be able to open up yourself and let people critique you. But one of the things I wanted to really do about it is, you know, not try to tell a story, just to tell what happened in my life and the journey and the ups and the downs and the family, the hardships, the, you know, growing up in Starville was such a huge part of the development myself to, you know, go to college and then to ultimately, you know, the Olympics and just kind of the challenge through life. And so many people have been like, man, it was just so raw. It was just so honest. And to hear that was truly, I think it was pretty amazing to be able to, you know, express the feelings that we all had growing up in Star Valley, the long winters, the cold nights working on the farm, those types of things. You know, it was really special.
Well, I kind of had the same impressions of it when I watched the documentary as well, Ruland, just how open you were about it and really sharing kind of how things went from start to where things are at now. And was that a challenge for you, knowing that this was going to be open to everybody? Was it hard to be that open and honest with the documentary?
I think it was, but I think, you know, that's what it, you know, that's what makes it special, is because, you know, and you get out to, like, you know, the international world of, like, wrestling, and, you know, people are thinking, oh, you're just kind of a natural, you're born as a champion, and you're not. And for me, you know, it was just the stepping stones of, you know, my brothers and sisters, and you know, working with my brother Reynolds to, you know, getting beat up by him all the way through, you know, elementary into high school, and then ultimately to the Olympic level, and just using that kind of that mindset to continue the growth process all the way to the Olympics. And then after the Olympics, you know, the great success, and then, you know, some of the setbacks, some of the failures, and some of the adversity I've been through. It's just about, you know, letting people know, you know, with this whole COVID thing right now we're all going through, you just got to just kind of put one foot in front of the other and remember where you're going.
So, Ruland, this documentary, I mean, you mentioned a documentary, obviously, is a little different than a, like a film or you know, one of those kind of more theatrical productions, of course. But I'll be honest, the things you've been through in your life, it probably fits that bill. I mean, it's amazing as your story, you know, was told again. Some things that I had forgotten about. Oh, my gosh, yeah, I forgot that he went through that. You know, some amazing things. One question I wanted to ask you about was something that didn't make the documentary cut, but a story that I remember. But my father, Kem Kazir, was your third grade teacher, and he told a story about you getting an arrow through your body at some point.
Oh yeah, no, we were we had the house that, you know, my parents' house, and I was helping one of the, you know, I guess one of the medical staff at the hospital, and he gave me a bow and arrow, and I went in and I had it at show and tell, and I was so proud of it, and I was so excited, and I had it, and I showed it to the class and was putting it away. And, you know, your dad, you know, went to Ed Bruce's, you know, room, and they were talking, and I was putting the arrow away, and I dropped the practice arrow, and then I just bent over to grab it, and I stabbed myself with the broad hair, you know, the broad head of the arrow. And, you know, all of a sudden the kids grabbed, you know, Brother Kazir, and then they brought him in, and we went to the hospital. You know, the old Afton Hospital was right next to the elementary, and here I am showing up with the arrow sticking out of me, you know, making people think cowboys and Indians.
Ruland Gardner joining us live this morning. You can watch the documentary Ruland Never Dies. It's on olympicchannel.com/Ruland Gardner, and it's free to watch. We encourage everyone to do it. It's very well done. Rulon, as I was watching it, it was fun for me to go back and relive those moments that the Valley did with you. It's one of those things where there's moments in life where everyone looks back and is like, where were you when this happened? Where were you when this happened? And I think most of Star Valley knows where they were when they found out Rulon won the gold. I mean, it's one of those things. And then we look back at the parade with you coming in on the tractor and kind of how fun that moment was for the whole Valley. And it was fun to relive that. And the Jay Leno show when we all packed into the high school gym. You know, I was there and I remember seeing you on TV and cheering and everything. What is it like for you when you reflect on that time period and enjoying that gold medal with the whole Valley?
It's something that, you know, and I've done quite a few interviews this last few weeks, but you know, if you talk about the childhood and, you know, growing up on the farm and everybody in Star Valley, and you see the pictures of the Valley and how things, you know, used to be 20, 30 years ago, and, you know, the history of my parents and growing up in Star Valley, and just the Valley, how much it's changed, and to follow that all the way to, you know, going in and, graduating from high school and then coming back and then, you know, going to, you know, the celebration and to, you know, I remember being on Leno and just everything was a blur at that time and things were just kind of so crazy. And then all of a sudden seeing the high school and just seeing the support and everything. And, you know, I'm crying on Leno and, you know, Jay's kind of making fun of me, but I just thought, wow, it's just such a special place. And, you know, now to go back and see, you know, friends and family and just go back to Star Valley, because that was truly a special place, you know, growing up, working, you know, the fields and being out late at night, you know, people say, what was kind of the steps of your life that gave you the confidence to believe in yourself? And I said, all those late night work, you know, working on the farm and committing and, you know, having to work hard to help the family succeed. I remember, you think of my brother who passed away, you know, Ronald, when I was, you know, 8 years old, and those long winters back in the late 70s, just how brutal it was. And those are the things that made it special, and to know how the Valley came together to help my family. And it matters so much to my, you know, my parents, and it just was a special place to grow up to.
Well, Rulon, thanks for sharing your story with us through that documentary. Of course, that can be viewed at OlympicChannel.com. And, yeah, appreciate you sharing that story with the world. But I also wanted to ask you a little bit about something you posted on your social media feed recently, and that is about a new location for a wrestling club that you've started up down in St. George. Maybe tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've actually just recently moved to St. George. I was the head coach at Harriman High School in Salt Lake City, and we had split a few years ago from another school there in Harriman, and we had a pretty good team. And, you know, I kind of, you know, taken the team that we had and got the seniors out. But I looked forward to a new opportunity, new adventure to be able to make a difference, hopefully across, you know, the spectrum of wrestling. And, you know, I'm still helping some with, you know, some of the national team, but then also, you know, inspiring kids all over the country by, you know, going and speaking, doing clinics and just making a difference and, you know, showing that anybody can come from a small town all the way from a big city to make the Olympic team, and showing that. And for me, you know, we're opening up. We're going to have youth wrestling across the board, because my goal is to show kids, you know, you can start, you know, with a pretty basic level of wrestling, but then, as I did, you can take it all the way to the top of the world in wrestling or in life itself.
Rulon Gardner joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. And Rulon, I feel like what you just said kind of comes full circle with the documentary. One of the more honest things that you said in the documentary was when they talked about having to re-find your identity after you retired and the struggles that you went through trying to find that. Do you feel that through coaching and through this wrestling club that you opened and through helping the youth that you've, is that your identity now? What would you say is your identity at this point?
Well, I think we always evolve, and, you know, after, you know, winning the Olympics, you can believe you can do anything. And I kind of got involved in the geothermal property there in Afton, and, you know, it kind of really burned to, you know, be taken advantage of. And, you know, millions of dollars of you know, fraudulent. And, you know, I put my heart out there. I lost a lot of money on that whole deal. And for me, you know, to go from the top of the world to, you know, get knocked back down with the frostbite and spending all night up there and, you know, up to the base of Wagner, and then to come back and to, you know, win the Olympic bronze and then to get knocked back down again with the whole financial stuff. And for me, it's just kind of building up. I'm an independent insurance agent, so I have the ability to, you know, sell, you know, insurance. And then I have the wrestling club that we're opening up. But then I also do a lot of motivational speaking still, talking to kids and, you know, speaking to groups about, you know, kind of I think the hardships of life, but then also, you know, we're all going through this, you know, tough time with COVID. We got to just really remember, you know, kind of the basic fundamentals of who we are. And I think my mom said it best when I left for Rick's College. She goes, keep your feet on the ground and your head out of the clouds. Know who you are and where you're from.
Well, Rulon, thank you so much for your story you're sharing, and certainly good luck to you in your future. What does hold for you in your future? What are your plans here in the next season?
Well, I think my plans and my goals are to, you know, just kind of outreach, you know, in the wrestling world, because, you know, wrestling's a small spectrum of overall youth development, and it's not just about being a wrestler. It's about being, you know, I guess, engaged in life to accomplish goals. You know, so many of the coaches and different people, you know, think, oh, these kids are different. I think if we take it back to, you know, when kids believed and kids, you know, went out and played a little bit, but, you know, kids were just being kids and then, you know, being adventurous. That's what we're all about. And for me, you know, they inspire them to say, hey, you know what, if it's going to the Olympics, if it's, you know, playing basketball, whatever sport it is, let's go out there and improve yourself, change yourself, make your community a better place, and then ultimately be part of something great and some big opportunity to, you know, try to make things better in this world.
Rulon, just one final question for you this morning. I know you've had a chance to revisit the Valley, and of course you still have family here, and you met with the Star Valley High School football team a year or two ago and had a chance to talk with them, with Coach Young. But I think this has probably been the first time in a lot of years that you've had a chance to talk to the whole Valley as a whole here on a radio program like this, or, you know, Lincoln County, Western Wyoming. Parting message for Star Valley today. What would you like to say to everybody listening?
You know what? You know, I think, you know, Afton and Star Valley, it's crazy from wherever I've been, all over the world, to Europe, to been to 44 countries, and it's so amazing how many people know where Afton, Wyoming is, where Star Valley is. You know, everybody said, oh, it's heaven. I'm like, well, not in February, but, you know, it's heaven, because people are like, it's just the most amazing place in the world, and, you know, it'll always be home to me. It's where home is, and you know, you look at how many people think that Star Valley is such a special place, and now to have the temple there, and, you know, our family farm is gone, but to have all the people and the memories and those things, that's what makes it special. I think the core values of Afton and Star Valley is, you know, remember, and I think our history when we move forward into the future, and I've been able to be part of it, and I look back at all the great people that I've known and people have passed on. It's just, Star Valley is such a special place, and remember those things, remember the things that have you know, helped us become the people we have, and I look forward to visiting Star Valley in the future and making this, you know, hopefully a you know, continual process for me to come back and give back and be part of the community. It's such an amazing place.
That's two-time Olympic medalist Rulon Gardner joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Again, you can see the documentary, Rulon Never Dies. It's on OlympicChannel.com/Rulon Gardner. Extremely well done. Go check it out. Free to watch at OlympicChannel.com/Rulon Gardner. Rulon, thank you so much. Best of luck to you.
Oh, you guys too. And hey, go Braves, baby.
That's right.
So funny. If you have the national anthem, I'm standing on the Olympic podium. The last words I can remember is go Braves, you know. The land of the Braves, baby. You know, Star Valley, you can't be a Star Valleyite without feeling proud about, you know, remembering the memories and then that great experience. I remember the old high school. I still miss that place because it was just history of years gone by and greatness that we've all been part of.
Absolutely. Very well said. Rulon Gardner this morning, all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.